I'm Stuart Sheldon.
My name's Ron Rothberg.
30 years ago, I was on Wall Street. I was the youngest vice president at my fancy company, but that's not what I wanted to do.
After spending nearly 25 years in media, I knew things were changing, both in the industry and inside me.
Swan Dive shares the powerful stories of those who had the clarity and backbone to make a major life pivot to their vision.
I took a swan dive.
I have been an artist ever since, and it's the best choice I ever made.
Getting closer to who you really are. That's Swan Dive. Welcome to the season one finale of Swan Dive. You're invited to my virtual going away party. We'll also connect with cousins, fly away with monarch butterflies, and talk about the notion of being unfinished. So click play on your virtual Zoom link and join us for Swan Dive, the finale. From the Peacock and Park Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, and from Costa Rica in a thatched hut, with my dear friend of life, Stu Sheldon, this is another edition of Swan Dive. Hello again. Hey, Stu.
Ron, what a delight, as always. Today, it's important to note that we're only 10 days into this project, and we got our 500th download, so a little milestone, and it's all about the small victories, right?
It's been fantastic, man. This has been an incredible project, Stu. You said a couple of days ago it was like a piece of art, and it has coalesced together. We're going to talk about what's happened since. Now, keep in mind, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and the pandemic has changed everything, but it didn't change one thing. I pivoted. I dove. And it's even more thrilling and exciting now because there's going to be problems to solve and needs to fill on the other side of this. And Stu, you said to me a few times on this, and I had to yin and yang this and really follow through with this thought process. You said to me, your timing is so dead on perfect for this. And in between freaking out and embracing that is the truth, I think I'm embracing it even more now than I was a few days ago.
Yes, I mean, the entire world just swan dived. They just pivoted. We pivoted to a pause. Yeah. Everyone, voluntarily or involuntarily, everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean over 7 billion people just pivoted to a different way of being in their day-to-day life. And for many of us, I think that pivot will invoke a life change that is going to be more fulfilling. We'll see. And for a great many of us as well, I think the ideas that we were entertaining deep down about what we really wanted to be with our lives and what we wanted to be when we grew up, there might be a bit of a hitting of the throttle on those things as well. So it's a very ripe moment to have this conversation. It's a thrilling, thrilling thing to live through, to bear witness to talk about, and to share the stories of the people who hopefully who will reach out to us with their pivot stories, get them on the air, let them tell us, and you know, we all learn together. So yeah, it's amazing.
It's thrilling and it's scary. And I guess the control part of it is that you can make it whatever it is. There were so many interesting things that happened as this world paused. The first week of it, we had monarch butterflies that actually came out and launched in our garden. And I was able to slow down and watch that release. And it was funny because my niece was here and she's coming back. She goes to the University of Florida, but she came here to spend a few days. That pause was brilliant for her, for my kids, for my family, because she was here and the kids were on the back porch with their sketch pads and they're making art and they're drawing things and they're playing with the dog and they're listening to music and they're interacting with each other. And they never had that opportunity before as cousins. You know, we were always on the go. We would go to a vacation. We would do something. We would do something. This was the most brilliant visit I've ever had from a house guest because we were absolutely okay doing absolutely nothing. And it was thrilling.
I heard the term recently, radical self-acceptance. And, you know, basically what I take that to mean is whatever you're doing, it's all right. Everybody gets a get out of jail free card, and everybody gets to sort of be lazy or be crazy. Everybody gets to sort of be who they are, and it's okay. And let your kids watch TV, and just don't sweat the small stuff. There's much bigger stuff to sweat right now. And I think there's a lot to learn from that. And I'm definitely trying to internalize it. My wife and I both. And I do believe that our family of four, is getting better. My kids who tend to fight a lot and have a, you know, rather complicated relationship, they're 10 and 12, are getting on much better. Yeah. There's more harmony in our home. There's more of a sort of acknowledgement that, we're all in this together. We all have jobs to do. We all are, you know, need to pitch in. There's less entitlement sensibilities. So I like many people that I've been speaking to feel that there's a lot of good stuff happening, a lot of evolution. Yeah. And the other side, I think, is going to be a better place.
Yeah. I think the next time we have house guests, we're going to say, hey, guess what we're doing this week? Nothing. And it's going to be great. Yeah. So I guess to put the chapter to bed on this whole thing, you know, my parting of the company was very interesting because we were all home officed for 2 weeks, you know, for my last 2 weeks of work. So I couldn't, you know, hug it out with some of my dear friends at work. But before we left, my boss called me in and she said, what kind of a going away party do you want? And I said, it's going to be after work and we're going to have the nice cadre of people that we like. The cool cats or whatever you want to call it, and we'll stay late. And she says, that's great. Whatever you want, let's do it. Let's get it on the calendar. Let's go. Well, fast forward through the pandemic and the going away party, as grand as it might have been, was a virtual Zoom going away party. And Zoom is really an interesting thing because it's been connective tissue for so many people. My wife gets on Zoom with her friends. It's really important, that social aspect of it. And it does fulfill a purpose for that as we quarantine and stay with ourselves. So we did. We had a virtual going away party. And I keep thinking about, you know, Ron, your timing is perfect on this. It's the greatest going away that's ever happened. You know, listen, don't come to my party. Just join the Zoom link and have your own drink. It's genius. So it's back to that same thing I said earlier. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going everywhere. Now go listen to my podcast. And then I started promoting it. But anyway, so, you know, we go around the Zoom and I had a lovely bottle of champagne that one of my neighbors actually had brought me. And a lot of people were, you know, Stu, there's a lot out there that people can make fun of for me. So there were a lot of stories that were being told and a lot of laughs. And then, you know, the VP from our area, she was on the call, really a very accomplished woman. I hadn't known her very well. We've crossed paths a few times. I really wanted to get her to know her better. But when she started, she had one of those events, you know, one of those networking events for all the folks that work for her in her region, you know, and a kind of a get to know you thing. You've probably participated in those, kind of one of those classic icebreakers. And she's telling this story. She said, hey, I got something to tell, you know, about that. When we all got together, she's telling the story about the icebreaker. And the icebreaker was, use one word to describe yourself. So as you can imagine, with the new boss standing in front of the room, people were throwing around words like organized, empathetic listener, competitive, you know, that kind of stuff, right? You just kind of think about those strong, aggressive, business speak words. And she asked me if I remember what word I used. And I did. And that memory just kind of tumbled back to me as she was telling the story. And she said the word you used was unfinished.
And there you go.
And I was like thinking about that. And I thought, that word is more powerful now because I'm not sure that we'll ever be finished.
Yeah, that is an incredible, incredible word, an incredible story, small as it may have seemed at the moment. It really encapsulates this entire, the entire raison d'etre of this podcast, which is that we're all unfinished. And what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
And whether we finish, we will ever be finished or not, we can be more finished than we are now. And that's our job, is to finish ourselves, if you will. And so I think that's a beautiful, beautiful moment, and a beautiful way for us all to take a moment and think about that. Am I finished? If I'm not finished, what is there to be done? When and how can I do it? And what's stopping me?
Yeah.
And that's why we're here on the mics, man.
And that's the vulnerability and authenticity, man, that I hope that, you know, we can get to is, yeah, I make no pretenses about where we are. This has been an interesting week, Stu. You know, we had Passover this week. A lot of people pivoted with Passover. I think that was an interesting thing. As I was sharing with friends around the country and the globe, that was a successful pivot. And an important way, you know, it's obviously important for folks of the Jewish faith to tell the story of Passover and to have it in a pivoted kind of environment. I saw a lot of parallels to that, how people adapted and thrived in this new paradigm.
Well, you know, we had a Passover Seder on Zoom last night, which I actually led. And there was about 40 of us spread out across the United States, and me, of course, in Central America with my family. And it really was, I was expecting, in fact, I was sending out emails, you know, and I literally said, expect this to be a shit show. I mean, just, you know, and I expected frozen screens and where's the mute button and just all kinds of, and quite the contrary. It was smooth. It was somewhat elegant. It was very well organized in terms of, my dad did a lovely job and everyone sort of played by the rules. And really what happened was that I got to see a lot of people that I just don't see and talk to, cousins that I love that are in various parts of the United States, aunts and uncles, my own family, my own brother and sister and brothers and sisters. And it was a very, very delightful surprise to be, quote unquote, be with everyone in a way where we actually connected. We actually, there was a lot of love in the room, if you will. And so, you know, who'd thunk it, man? It just, I just thought from a micro kind of technology standpoint that I was sort of loathing the idea of the whole thing. And then macro, I thought it was just going to be a big frustrating thing, but it was a lovely, delightful, warm, fuzzy evening.
The pandemic pivot made it warmer in so many respects, you know?
Yeah. And I do think, just one final thought, I think that, you know, both whether you're Jewish with Passover or you're Christian with Easter coming up, you know, whatever your religious bent, this is the springtime is the renewal time. It's a time when the flowers come out from their winter hiding places. It's a time when you put your best face forward and beauty reemerges. And I think that idea of being unfinished, that idea of pivoting, that idea of sort of unmasking the true inner beauty that is there is very much what spring is about. And so again, in terms of what are you waiting for, it's springtime, it's go time.
Hey, so can I ask you a question? What was your favorite plague?
My favorite plague is vermin.
I'm a fan of vermin too. That was an interesting one. You know, you talk about Easter and Passover. I'm looking at this from a totally different point of view. I feel like our Jewish folks haven't marketed Passover as well as our Christian brothers and sisters, you know, with the Easter bunny. So I came up with a story last year of the Passover possum. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's the story of the rancid.
I fear I'm about to.
It's the story of the rancid marsupial that, if you're lucky enough, he comes to your house on Passover Eve and knocks over your trash can, strews it all over your yard. And if you leave it out there for 7 days, you will have a year of blessings. So
that's very touching. It's very touching.
It's interesting. We're waiting to be blessed with the Passover possum. So that's okay. Kind of cool.
Good luck with that.
Hey, and we are going to do an Easter thing with my wife's family this weekend too, this Sunday on Zoom. So I'll let you know how that goes. But
beautiful.
You know, we put a bow on this part of this conversation. And, you know, again, the dive for me was about a change in gears for the career. But what we're talking about is that there are so many dives that are being made constantly, pivots that are taking place at the heart, of the mind, of the soul, of the body, of faith. And this conversation is open for all of them. I don't want to feel like we're pivoted or pigeonholed into a career-based conversation, because this conversation, this concept of this pivot is so huge, and it comes to us in so many different directions. And so as we go forward and invite people into the conversation, that's what we're striving to do, is to make those connections with people who have had those left turns and those right turns and the stories that go along with them. Those are the connective tissues that make us all human beings.
Absolutely. And I think that bears repeating. I mean, we are, we started this conversation because you were changing jobs and I changed jobs a long time ago, not just jobs, but career direction. And that was a compelling connective point for the two of us, and something that a lot of folks are thinking about. But people have responded. Some of the folks who have been listening to this podcast and who have sent us feedback, a few really smart people who have made significant changes in their careers, people who have succeeded quite handsomely in their careers, said, you know, it's really important that you don't just limit this to this isn't an HR podcast, you know, this isn't a how to career job, career advice podcast. And I think while those stories are extremely important and one of the pillars of what we will be doing here, I also want to officially and formally invite anyone out there who has a profound pivot moment, either in their past or in their future. One that they're considering, one that they've made, and whether you succeeded in that endeavor or not, it's just as important that we talk about the triumphs and the failures. And I invite you to reach out to us, and you can find our emails. We'll give those to you in a minute, but tell us your story, man. Let's get you on the mics. Let's get you on the air. This first season is ending. The setup, who we are, why we're doing it, what our stories are, the real-time walk through Ron's consideration of leaving work, telling his boss, and then actually walking out the door, the virtual going away party, you know, right up to this moment. It's time to kind of open up the doors to you guys out there in the real world, and let's hear your stories. And frankly, I'm really excited to stop talking and start listening to what everyone else has to say, because that'll be really beautiful, interesting, and it'll be a lot of wisdom to gain.
And that's when it gets interesting. The other line that we wanted to make sure that we were not crossing was sounding condescending about following your heart and jumping. And I feel like I got some good feedback about that. We know that there's a lot that goes into it. And we know right now with this weird, crazy world, there's fear is real. And safety is a place that we all need to stay close to. But I hope that we've straddled that well and have been respectful of that piece of the puzzle. So, do you have a story to tell? Hit up Stuart@stuartsheldon.com or me, Ron Rothberg, at ronrothberg@comcast.net. Stu, your website, you want to give it a plug?
FancyNasty.us.
Nice. And check out the name of my website. You won't believe this. It's really hard to remember. It's ronrothberg.com. Solid branding.
It's got a ring to it.
Thanks, man. So we just put a bow on season one of Swan Dive, and we're welcoming you into season two. This has been a great journey for us. I've just enjoyed every minute of it. And Stu, it's been a pleasure to be a cohort and a co-collaborator with you. in building this piece of art. I feel like the painting is still unfinished.
Ah, there you go. I was going to try to work that in there. Well done. Indeed, sir. Just getting started. Can't wait. Going to be a, you know, I'm expecting this to go for years. I hope so. That's what I'm putting out in the world. So let's do it, my friend.
Pura vida. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Swan Dive. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and share this episode. Also, we are building a new season of Swan Dive. So if you or you know someone who has experienced a swan dive in their life, please hit us up and contact us through our website, www.swandive.us.